What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What is up, entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another wonderful episode here at Untrade Chats Daily. And if you are a brand new listener to the show, welcome to the show. I'm super pumped that you are here. If you are a regular listener, welcome back to the show. So today we are going to be talking about creating products that serve your audience. So I know the last couple episodes have been fairly long, but a decent listening length. So if you are enjoying those, make sure you leave a rating or a review. If you want more content, if you have any suggestions of what kind of content you specifically are wanting here on Untrade Chats Daily, I'm always open to your suggestions and your feedback. Go to anchor.fm/Diana Gladney or hit me up on my email, diana@dianagladney.com. So today we're going to be talking about creating products that serve your audience. The first thing that you really have to do is just figure out, you know, what is it that you're serving? But more importantly, who are you serving this up to? And so a lot of times when I'm working with someone and they have this idea of what they want, everyone has this imagination that everybody needs what you have. This is something that everyone needs to take hold of. I'm sure you can probably go back in your own personal journeys or conversations and somebody will say, man, yeah, everybody needs to do that. Everybody needs to hear this. Everyone needs to experience this, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be necessarily business related, but just any particular life experience. You say, man, everybody should be doing this and everybody should be teaching it. Why aren't schools teaching this and why aren't this and this and that and whatever? But we all know that school system isn't set up for you to really learn the life skills that you need. And you can only kind of get more of what you really need when you get into those college years and so forth or whatever, when you can actually design your specific education route and all that good stuff, pay for courses outside of even college and whatnot. But the most important thing, though, is that people aren't necessarily always going to buy what they need. And the reason why when someone's saying they're not getting sales on something or it's not hitting right, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's something wrong with that particular product. If it's something you already have developed and you're trying to figure out what's going on with it, or if you're just initially starting out on something completely brand new. And so when we talk about creating products that serve your audience, it has to be, one, an audience in mind. So if you haven't designed who your specific target audience is, who your ideal customer is, who your ideal viewer is, and the different stages that that person is going to go through with as they're being exposed to more and more of your content, then it becomes a little bit of a more difficult thing to answer because you haven't really define that. So, you know, it's just simple. Just write out as much as you think or can describe about that person. And that's a great start because most people will have that in their mind, but it's never been translated to paper in a place that you can, you know, go back, retrace that, and you say, scratch this out. And you're like, no, that's not quite right, and whatever else. But just because we know that people need something doesn't mean that they will take something. I'm sure you've seen, you know, ads and all kinds of stuff that says one thing and just like, yeah, that sounds great. Everybody talks about immaculate weight loss in 30 days or whatever. But is it describing those pain points that you need and stuff like that? So I just wanted to shoot you four quick tips on how to create a product that really serves your audience. Doesn't matter if it's really a physical product, if it is a digital product, audio product, video product, whatever. So the first thing, one, like I said, is just you really have to, it's kind of a precursor to you doing anything that you're going to do is know who your audience is. Who is that target audience? Who is the person you ideally are wanting to work with? And so once you've outlined that and you know that, then the first thing is what are they having problems with? And this is why it's crucial to know who the specific audience is, because you say, what specifically are they having a problem with? What is going on that they are beginning to look or beginning to search or beginning to question certain things. Second thing is, what level do they need the solution explained to them? Based off of that, you will begin to know what types of things you'll use for your web copy or your website copy or just any social media copy. And what I mean by copy is the written word that you use to sell. So just basically words that sell. So when you're looking at that, you kind of want to know, what level do I need this explained? Are they an absolute beginner? Are they an intermediate? Do they know some things, but they may not be exposed to maybe all of the things that they need to know? Are they an advanced level? And I can just throw jargon after jargon and, you know, specific type things that they want or not. When I was at Grow With Video with Sean Cannell and his whole Think Media team, and which I love very much. I just want to say that I love them very much. And I have a just a I just I'm so thankful for them. I'm very, very thankful to have them in my life. I can shoot them a message if I feel like it. Not if I feel like, if I want it, because you had to honor people's time. But I'm just really thankful for them. They provide a lot of great value. They do a lot of great things, whether it's in the community, as well as giving. Now, I hate that phrase, giving back. And you guys by now have not known that and heard that enough. But they are definitely contributors to making things better in people's lives and in the world in general. So really appreciate that whole team. But one of the things that I learned when I was at Grow With Video in Las Vegas, well, not really learned, but one of the things that just, for whatever reason, it just really stood out more than it ever has. And I know it's not the first time that I've heard it. So I was sitting in the VIP breakfast. And so we had all the guest speakers that were there. And as we were eating, we were just getting a chance to chat it up and talk to whoever we wanted, you know, pass the mic around, ask them specifically whatever it is that we wanted. And it was just a very chill environment. And so somebody asked a specific question, and Sean's response was that you have to explain it in the way that somebody wants. And so how are they needing this explained, and what are they looking for? Case in point, in his example, when he was discovering that the video was more of the thing, the cameras and the technology and the who for who he's serving, and he really began to identify his specific target audience, he realized that they had no idea of the technical terminology when it comes to camera stuff. They just wanted their YouTube videos to be great. And so they wanted to figure out what was going on when they look at all these different YouTube videos, that they realize those people are like clear, and then behind them is super blurry. I want that look. And as simple as that sounds, that is monumental in understanding who and how we're targeting a person and how we're able to help them, because we can really identify what things do they need and what things do they not need, and how can I explain this to them? How are they searching for it in the way that they can find me with their answer specifically speaking to them? And so I would definitely encourage you to probably replay that back, but, you know, just really listen to what was being said and the pattern at which that they were discovering him and his information and the mindset that person was in at the time that they would be in a point to come across his video. And you can search right now how to get a blurry background on video or something to that effect, something around it, and I'm sure it'll pop up. And so knowing the mindset and the mentality of that person, then he can understand where that person is going. So one, you know who it is that you're talking to, and you realize that I'm trying to figure out, I know that I want to do video. Maybe I've already dabbled in it. I know that I don't know a whole bunch. And then I'm watching a bunch of YouTube videos already because I don't know a whole bunch. So I'm trying to learn more and more. That being the case, I come across these videos. It looks really cool. And I'm like, man, that looks really sharp. And I want my stuff to look like that. How do I get this background blurriness goodness happening? And so if you can follow your target audience, your ideal customer, in that same fashion, because when you know who it is that you are dealing with, then you know how they're going to eventually find or come across that information. Another example would be a great ad, wonderful marketing technique, and perfect for someone that would be in the market for an oil change. So it's this local auto mechanic shop that's here in St. Louis. And it was a series of commercials that they released where it would be customers. I'm sure they were like paid actors or whatever, but they were just like regular, normal people. They had them in the shop next to a car, and they were like, yeah, you know how it makes this do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do sound. And they just start making all this weird noise, like, and it's like, ear, ear, ear. And that's what I happened when I turned left, and that's what I'm hearing. And so it was like customer after customer, and it just got to a point to where it was funny based off of all of the different noises that these people were making, because they couldn't figure it out. You know, I mean, if you watch it and you're like, yeah, my car does make that noise. And these were all the noises that a person may describe when they are needing an oil change in their car, but they don't really know that they need an oil change. And so they don't know why they're needing to bring their car in, other than I need y'all to figure out what this noise is and why my car is making it and how do I get help with this. So again, that specific marketing technique, they knew, and that specific person that was putting on that commercial, it was genius, because it's very simple in understanding who you're trying to attract to. So if I know that the average person or the person that I want to reach doesn't know when their car really needs an oil change or at what point they're starting to let it get too far off, and they're beginning to hear these weird noises that sound exactly like somebody would mimic with their mouth, then it lets you know that you need an oil change. Because all it was those few sounds. And then the guy would come on and say, hey, if your car's making any of these noises, then that just means you need an oil change. You should come on down. We actually have a great thing going on right now. You can get 20% off. We use the coupon code TV here at such and such location, you know, shop. And just that simple, because you have to pay so many, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars for commercial spots, depending on the general locale of the company. But, you know, city like St. Louis, they're paying a nice group of money to be on local television. But, you know, those types of things let you know what level somebody needs a solution explained to them. Or if you just start throwing out general jargon when your transmission is needing a flush, and then when you get this far over and you need the torque to be reading at such and such, such and such, when you are tightening this and your spark plug wires are different than your spark plugs, because you, like, somebody that has no idea about the even basic stuff of a car has no idea about the basic stuff about a car. They can only tell you how it feels, how it sounds, and you as the entrepreneur needs to know how they're going to be describing that, so that you can say, and like that commercial did, if your car is making this noise, or if you're knowing that thought process and that pattern and that journey that person is going to be going down, then that would definitely help you know what level you're needing to explain that solution to that person based off of who it is that you're trying to attract. Because if you want those beginner people, you need to describe it in the way that the beginner person is going to describe it and how they're going to go about doing it. And chances are, at some point you were a beginner and you asked those same similar questions. So all you have to do is retrace. That's what it is. Retrace your own thoughts in your own search. And sometimes I'll go back in my Google search history to around about that time. It was about such and such month. And I'll look at the links. What was I searching? What keywords did I specifically search to get to the point to find the answers that I was looking for? So third thing is, what are the exact words they're searching for, which I just hit on, which is, what are those specific keywords that they're searching? What am I specifically typing? How am I typing this exactly? You know, if I'm looking for this, I don't really know how to explain it. If I say, how do I get loud, crisp audios for podcasts, I don't know that I may need to be searching for, you know, preamps or something like a dynamic versus a cardioid microphone. I don't know anything about pickup patterns at that point. I don't know anything about the length and the distance or acoustic sound treatment foam. I don't know anything about these things to kind of help deal with that. How to stop the hiss in my camera, or how to stop the hiss when recording videos on my camera. Why does my audio have hiss or hissing noise or shh kind of noise in there? Again, I'm describing it how, as if I was back in that beginner phase and those same challenges that I was having, then those are the types of things that I'm searching for. And that'll let you know when you begin to put your website copy together, when you begin to, you know, put any Facebook ad or just whatever that you're just sharing out and stuff like that, then those are the things, those are those pain points, and those are those things that they're looking for. So last thing that I want to hit on this is how do they want to receive this solution? I used to have an older car, and car was great. You know, I just loved it because it just seemed to suit me. And but being an older car, almost as old as I was at the time, then it constantly would need work. And so I prided myself in being able to do my own oil change and being able to, with the help of my dad, change my brakes out. But I would know what parts to go and get and things like that. But the first time that I was going to do the oil changes, not just the basics of the oil change, but where are the things that I need to loosen up? Where are there things on this specific car? Me and my dad, we did the serpentine belt. We did a radiator. We did ignition. We did an alternator. We did the brakes. You know, we did some of everything on that car. We did some of everything on that car. And so now, you know, I'm looking back and it just seems easy now. But, you know, looking back, it's like, what did I do to get to that point? I went on YouTube and I searched. Why? Because this is something that I want to watch how to do. Me describing it to you on a podcast is great. And you can try to imagine where I'm saying to place this particular lug nut and where to, you know, you need this quarter inch wrench to go. You know, it sounds fine, but it's not as helpful as you needing to see it. So you have to know, is this something that would be best served visually? Is this something that will be best served audibly? Is this something that will be best served both ways? Do they need a white sheet, some kind of white paper, something downloadable with screenshots to also help in addition to that? And that's how I know, based off of what product it is, that kind of one. Those are my key and basic starting points. That's how I know where I want to go with that. I did an audio program that deals with, you know, attacking those five limiting beliefs that every entrepreneur will come across and how to get past those. And so you'll start and you'll stop. You start and you'll stop. You feel like you can't do it, or something is in the way, or because you have children, because you're working a job, because all these things are in the way. You just cannot figure out how you're going to begin to start a business. That was something that was recurring with people that I was coming across in my business. And so I decided to put together a simple program, something like that. It's audible, and it comes with a little PDF download guide, little ebook accompany it. And it's like $5 on my website. And so that one, dealing with your limiting beliefs, helping you to live beyond those, is something that you can listen to constantly. Why? Because I need you to understand that this is a belief system issue. This is nothing to do with your actual abilities or your gifts, talents, or skills. This is something that you need to change. You didn't adapt that mindset or that thought process in one day, and you adapted it over time. So it will take time to do that. And if faith comes by hearing, if repetition is the mother of all learning, then you need to be hearing, listening, and learning this over and over and over again, even to the point to where you begin to say what it is that you believe about yourself. You begin to empower yourself. You begin to write those things that you know to be true and believe of yourself versus what you don't. Even in my own room, like right now, I have a bunch of my nieces and nephews over, and they're having the time of their life getting everything that they want right now over here. And so my one niece, she asked me, so why don't you have a TV in your room? I said, I don't want a TV in my room. I don't want any distractions when I come in my room or in my office. It's only a TV in the living room. There's a big white paper that is from a roll of paper stretched from one side to the other side on one of my bedroom walls. And it's nothing but thoughts, ideas, things that I'm believing, and things that I'm working on. And so I'm writing my thoughts out on paper. And so I have a list of things as I begin to think about all the things that I've done in my business, all the things that I have learned, all the different courses that I've learned, all of the everything. I begin to list those out so that because my coaching prices are going to be increasing, or they did increase. By the time you listen to this, they will have increased. And so with that being said, You know, it's like, what are the things that I'm offering? What are the things that are of value? What are the things that somebody that is in this position, why are they okay with paying this price for coaching, for one-on-one coaching? And what's the difference between one-on-one coaching versus the group coaching that's going to be coming available? So what's the difference? What's the different offerings? What value are they going to get over here? And what value are they going to get over there? And so just listing those different things out. And so, you know, when it comes to knowing how somebody wants to receive that, if I want to learn how to do an oil change, I want to learn how to do this oil change. I want to learn how to, this computer went to sleep on me. I had to change this up. But it's like, I want to know how to look at that. I want to know how to do it by looking at it, because I want to visually see. If it's something else that's audible, like these couple tips that we went over, you can do it in both the video or audio, but this is longer form content already. You know, we're about 20 something minutes on the podcast, and you're not going to sit this long on YouTube and watch this for the exact same words. You would not sit through this video. But if you're listening to this point in the podcast, then you've listened to almost the entirety of this podcast, probably without any thought or feel like, oh, that was pretty short. It's good. Or it's the right length or whatever, you know? So those are my four things just to recap. So when we talk about creating products that serve your audience, first thing is, of course, precursor to any of this is the knowing your audience, being able to uniquely and specifically define them. So number one, what are they having problems with? Number two, what level do they need the solution explained? Number three, what are the exact words that they're searching for? Number four, how do they want to receive this solution? So hopefully that helps you out. And when it comes to creating products that serve your audience, I'm sure with, you know, about 39-ish, 38 days left in the year, you have all kinds of plans coming up for the new year and things that you want to do. Maybe you want to finally get your own website going and all that good stuff. And you will need to sell something. You need something to sell. For you to make money, you need to offer something. And so I want to get our entire community, I want to get everybody to one. I want everyone to have something to create the videos with, whether it's a web camera. You can use your phone. I don't like your phone. I don't like my phone. It's not that I don't like my phone. I don't like it for video. And phones are great. Yeah, they do a great job. It's just kind of like, just get a camera. Just get a camera. So that's my one bias. Other than that, but you know, I want everybody creating video. How you do it is up to you. But I want everybody creating videos. I want everybody working past, you know, those initial five limiting beliefs that I talked about that's, you know, available in the program that I offer. And then lastly, I want everybody past the ideas that selling is bad. Sleazy selling is always bad, but selling because you're offering value and providing value to somebody is right and it is good. So with that, my friends, I will leave you with, I don't even have a quote for today, so I'll just leave you with that. But if you enjoyed what you heard, or you enjoyed today's show, make sure you leave a rating or review in whatever app that you are listening to this. So whether it be iTunes or Google Podcasts, make sure you go ahead and hit those 4, 5, 3, 2, whatever stars it is, and leave a comment, not a comment, but a rating and a review. Let me know your thoughts. And as always, my friends, live with passion. That's where I'm gonna leave for today. And I'll see you guys tomorrow on Dre Chats Daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live or text the word leader to 444-999. And remember to live with passion.